candle of some sort. I have seen this one before, and it's beautiful. And, you know, as you know, well, maybe you know, maybe you don't know, when I lead this meditation, I like to have a nice open eye meditation while we're still doing this online like this. I think it's rather lovely that we have the option of doing an open eye meditation, because with the candle, we can watch the flame and we can let the flame inspire the divine ideas as we meditate, as we accept our oneness with God, as we accept our unity with God, as we say, as we accept that there are divine ideas flowing in and through me by way of the Christ mind awakened in us. I start every meditation with, the Christ in me is awake now. The Christ in me is awake now. What is that? But the divine mind of God is awake in me now. The memory of health and wealth and well-being is awake in me now. The memory of harmony and what I know to be true is awake in me now. The Christ in me is awake now. Those of you who care to, would you affirm that with me? The Christ in me is awake now. So we're going to watch this flame. And as we see it flickering, I invite you to breathe with it. And on the in-breath, take on the thought, God is. And on the exhale, have the thought, I am. God is. I am. God is. I am. And when you have another thought, don't panic. Just gently bring yourself back to this thought. On the in-breath, God is. On the out-breath, I am. Take whatever time you want between to have the in-breath and to have the out-breath. But God is on the in and I am on the out. Let's be silent for a bit. That in-breath, God is. On that out-breath, I am. And so while we do this, we can realize that because God is, I am. Whatever God is, I am. And I'm willing to assume it's good. I'm assuming that whatever God is, it is good. And I am that good. So knowing this, let's start to bring our focus back here. Back here to this sanctuary, this place called unity. And as we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may say thank you and amen. So let's listen to my friend, Mary Bond Davis.
I've an awfully funny feeling that this thought that's been stealing through my brain is hard to be. Your smile is just a careless yawn. You're breaking my heart, you change. Kisses now are so blasé. You're bored with me in every way. I can't understand. You've changed. You've forgotten.
Mary Bond Davis with Ian Herman at the piano. I chose that song. I liked it. My talk today is called, Have You Ever Felt Like You've Lost Your Spirituality? And so you've changed. It's like God has changed. God's gotten bored with me. God, what is it? What's up that I don't feel connected to God the way I used to? In my early days of studying, I was so excited. Oh, God is this and God is that. Oh, look what God did for me. And God's thinking about me all the time. And then one day I woke up and realized, oh, no, God's not thinking about me ever. God just is. And which is fine, but it's not as romantic. I wish I could see people's faces right now to see who identifies with me that... From when we really, especially you first come into Unity, oh, God's just all everywhere present, and it's wonderful. And then after a while, it's not God that gets bored, it's me that gets bored. I want something new and exciting, and I'm not manifesting the way I was, and I just don't know what's going on, and everything's changed. When I first started my healing, before even Unity, I was all about the God thing, G-O-D, good orderly direction, what have you. In those first few years of studying, it seemed like every time I thought I knew what God was, God went and changed on me. And I thought, what's going on there? You God went and changed. But what happened was God got bigger and less dramatic. God got bigger and less romantic. God got bigger and less definable. And we as humans like to define things. Let's face it. We want to just define everything. Oh, God is good, as if I know what good actually is. You know what I think God is? It's what I like. That's really how I picture God. But not God, good. Good is what I like, and bad is what I don't like. And I think that's most of us. We have our preferences in life. Nothing is either good or bad. And I use the term, I am good, but I mean that as an eternal quality of myself and all beings, capital G, good. It has nothing to do with what I think or how I feel. It has to do with what I am. And so we look at, oh, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. And I do say thank you, God, frequently. I try to get less specific. So in a couple of years ago, the word God wasn't working for me. I had to find a new word. Because I realized every time I was thinking about God, I was trying to get something. Oh, God, give me this. And I'm studying a long time now. I know better than that. And so when I'm really asking God to give me something, it's twofold. It go either way. Either I'm affirming the absence of it. If I've got to ask God to give it to me, then really I don't believe it's here. I'm hoping it'll be somewhere, and that whatever that old person in the sky is will give it to me. But I don't believe it's present here in the presence. And otherwise, when I'm asking for something in prayer, what I'm really asking is for myself to give it to myself. Do we understand that? That all that I ask in prayer, I'm asking for myself to be willing to see it, to know its presence within the presence, and to know, just to know, oh, it's already here. What I'm looking for is the willingness and the ability to see it, whether it's on a table, whether it's down the street, wherever it is, this whatever it is I want. But if I am affirming the absence of it, then that's what I get. Do we understand that? If I am affirming the absence of some perceived good, then that's what I get. Now, I'm going to bring this up. It's not a favorite topic. Last night's incident in Pennsylvania, where Mr. Trump was shot. There are people who are happy about that and people very upset about that. It's neither good nor bad, but it is an act of confusion. And my reaction to it shows me where my confusion lies. And we have to look at that. If I, it's like 9/11. There were people happy about it and people very angry about it, very upset. All acts of violence, it seems to be, there's a contingency which is very pleased and another contingency which is thinks it's awful. But all acts of violence is an act of confusion. It is an act of feeling or believing I am separate from God. That there is an absence of God. You know, last night's event had no bearing on politics. It had nothing to do with who we vote for. That had to do with confusion. And I think we need to maintain that. You know, and the people were saying, oh, this one did it, and this one did it, and that one. No, they're confused. They're absolutely confused. And so we need to get unconfused. What needs to change or shift is me, not them, not him in the sky, me. I am what needs to change, my mind, my thinking. Because if I am projecting a present or a future that is filled with the absence of good, I miss out on the presence of good right here and right now. And so I think it's vital. It's absolutely vital that we pay attention to that. Have you ever felt like you have lost your spirituality? I certainly have. Because I get bored. I'm tired of this praying. I'm tired of always having to affirm. I am, I am, I am. God is, I am. Oh, so over that. Yeah, the light of God surrounds us. Love of God enfolds us. Power of God. And you know, we just really, do I have to keep it? For I'm a beloved child of God. I do not inherit sickness. You know, I know so many, every little cell in my body, I feel like I'm drunk on this stuff. And it's because I feel like I've lost my spirituality, which means I feel like I've lost my connection to my source. It's why we have Sunday mornings together. It's why we have the quest on Sunday mornings. It's why we have classes during the week. It's why we hopefully get together with each other and talk about spirit, talk about our spiritual life, even talk about it with someone to say, I feel like I have lost my spirituality and I need to get it back and I don't know if I can. Some people, many Unity people, I find they are in a perpetual battle with the God of their youth and with the God that unity teaches, with the God that unity offers, with a God that they know is much more closely tied with the truth than the one from their past. Most of us, our childhood, not all, but most of us, our childhood God is limited. It's not bad, but it's limited. And if any of us have any kind of a God that doesn't love everybody, that isn't on everyone's side, we need a new God. Don't worry about those other people and what they believe. We're not worried about those people. We're talking about ourselves here. If my God wishes ill on anyone, I need a new God. Because if I believe in that God, then that God's going to turn on me. And I can't afford that. I can't afford to have a God that isn't 100% on everybody's side. Now, things happen. And we often demonstrate according to what we are thinking. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. The law of cause and effect. There is an effect for every cause, and there is a cause for every effect. It's not a punishment. It's a cause and an effect. Law of mind action. And so to look at that and say, what am I thinking? Last night, what was I thinking? What were you thinking? What were we thinking? And when it comes down to it, violence is always confusion, and it's always an act of confusion. If I think I can get rid of this pain inside of me by hurting another being, I'm confused. I'm just creating more pain. I'm just creating more pain. For everyone, more confusion for everyone. Because it's a group effort in this living thing on this earth. So if I have felt like I have lost my spirituality, well, then I need to find it again. Where am I going to find it? Inside. Right inside. Right here, here, here. Everywhere. In the cells. I just need to remind myself of what I know to be true. Even if what I know to be true is other books, I'll call it small right now. If it's just a hint of something, then I need to focus on that. If there's some spiritual practice that I can maintain every day right now, until it expands to a greater length, then I do that. And the God is I am, the counting to four, what have you, in the meditation. If you can't do a 5-minute meditation, do a 30-second meditation. Do what you can do to find your spirituality again. To me, my spirituality is how I embrace both God and my concept of God. And I need a concept that is large, that is big, and cannot collapse. It may shift. It may look different, but it is not absent. As God is for me, nothing can be against me. That's the God I need. I also need the God that is, if it's for my neighbor, if it's for somebody I don't care for, as God is for them, then God cannot be against them. And so how do I become for everyone? Everyone, just everyone. How do I become willing that everyone thrive, everyone prosper, everyone? I don't want to use the word everyone is forgiven. That everyone is no longer judged. That we no longer need we to not have done things in the world. We've all made mistakes. We've all forgotten. Now we're taking the time to remember, you and me at least. We're taking the time to remember. We won't worry about who isn't. Let's you and I get on board, though. Let's you and I look into our spirituality so that we are one that cannot falter, that it cannot slip away, and it cannot get lost. We need an invincible and eternal spirituality that influences our every thought, that influences our every word, that influences our every action. We need an eternal, internal spirituality, spirit within. And that's what's going to affect everything on the outside. There is no true presence on the outside. I'm just seeing on the outside some mirror of my thoughts, some mirror of my thinking. And so I thought, what's the solution here? What's a simple solution? And I thought, Mary's going to sing a song here in a minute called Who Have You Loved Today? Who have you loved today? And I thought about that, and I thought, who have I loved today? Well, I was with a big group of men this morning for healing, and I thought, I don't know these men. I don't know most of them, but I love them because we have something very much in common. I have a good friend who made a mistake yesterday in life, and I love him, even though he made a mistake. It's not personal. He didn't do it to me. It affected him quite very adversely, but at least it would seem. Takes what it takes to get to where you need to go. And so to look at that and say, I love him. And I have a woman friend who had surgery last week. I love her. Who have I loved today? Who have I let go by in traffic without being mad at them? I can think of two I did not love. I forgot to love today. So I was driving because they just didn't move fast enough for me. And so I have to pay attention to that. Who have I loved today? That will get you back on track with your spirituality. This is all practical Christianity, as it were. Practical spirituality. Practical metaphysics. Practical meaning practicable. Doesn't mean we never forget. It means we always remember even after forgetting. We understand that. So, as you go about your day, first we're going to listen to Mary's song here and whatever else is left in the service, and then go about the business of remembering to love everybody today, or at least as many as you can. Thanks a lot. Let's listen to Mary.
I know boys fall in love with boys, and some ladies can live without men. Their embraces in places annoy some people, then some people you'll always offend. Well, opinions are cheap as advice, so take none and never think twice. When it's all over, what else can we say? But who have you loved today? Now we all seem to argue too much, and it goes without reason or rhyme. Tell me why can't we try get in touch with each other when we know we have so little time? When we all have the same guarantees, sweet tomorrows we might never see. Because when it's all over, what else can we say? But who deny his own brother of something as precious?